Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug. I did something. I had a very difficult undertaking using my mind to try to succeed. And people, I don't like it in a sense that some people look at my brains and think, since I try to like, I gotta be, super smart and intellectual. And it's like, I'm intellectual. I have done okay, I got a graduate degree. So being a very smart person is not my goal. It's not something that there's a lot of smart people. It's what I do, practically, succeeding in employment and my dream to be in music and financial success is what I want. So I didn't always do well in school. Some people in the past like calling the school, find out what my grade is. I got D minus or C plus. I just said I did the best I can. And it's gonna be hard if it don't turn out the way I do, but I know that I did my best. I believe I did do okay, but whatever happens, I have nothing to prove as far as my brain, as far as education, intellectual. I went a long ways there, but it was something to fall back on because I really wanted to be an artist to make music. So my Hollywood Dreams Forever album is out. It got my song, my songs that I have released the last 10 years. But due to so many years of trying to make it, I am, writing songs. I'm not performing at this time. I've done that. I played my dues over, Kind of hard, came to Hollywood with this ambition to be somebody. I end up in a place that I did not expect, that I always wanted to live. But I am near Hollywood, the place that always been my focal point to be a success. I just want to say congratulations to the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Their dreams came true. But the thing is that for me, it was my dream to be in music, to sing and write songs and become the next legendary star, and it didn't happen. And that's always going to be something that's going to always be with me, I still have that dream, but 33 years is too long, And, it's not something I can just get over. It's 33 years. I will never get over it, It's just like, but I was told just to keep dreaming and make some effort. It's something that in some ways is beyond my control. It's nothing much I can do. I probably could have done something here and there, maybe something more, but I pretty much done all I could. I get older, it's hard, didn't find the right band. I got rejected by a label. I didn't find the luck that is needed to get to the next level. I'm still very positive, but still, it's like I'm so bitter that I haven't even made it in music. But, I have to be positive, still, somebody could see me. But after 33 years, it gets, it's getting kind of hard to expect someone to see me. The effort is to go to a club or sing or whatever. So I decided that it's not as practical as it used to be. So I'm not performing. I'm not an artist, singing artist, which I want to be, but I will still sing, podcast shows and stuff. Maybe I might change my mind. I don't know. It's too long, I can't get over something that's been part of me for more than half my life. It's very difficult. So I don't consider, you know, what I've done so much for you. I got to the indie label, but you see the Hollywood, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's a great deed to get there, and congratulations to all the winners. And, you know, my stance is that they deserve it. They all deserve it. But for me, it reminds me of a dream that has not been fulfilled. On a personal point of view, that's going to be very hard to deal with. There's not much. It's out of my control. I can't make a record label or fans or anybody like me, but I just put my music out. Staying with my schooling, you know, something to fall back on in education. I'm going to do the best I can. Oh, I have. And there's nothing much I can do. So I like to be down to earth about it, you know, in terms of, you know, it's really important to me to be an artist and to be recognized, because I never was recognized. Brady was never recognized by anything. When I look at my life, I just didn't get recognized. But I have the most important thing is to my expression is to do my best and to recognize myself if the world doesn't recognize me. I'm not trying to, you know, be melancholy, but, you know, it's really hard, you know, after all these years. I don't know, you know, one day at a time. Because I'm dealing with things and people and situations that I did not expect to, I expected to deal with coming to L.A., coming to California, living near Hollywood, which is nearby, and this is Hollywood sign. Hollywood sign is the symbol of that dream. You know, as I said, I've written that song, I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True, because I've been misunderstood. When I, you know, it's true, you know, making demos, people think I'm doing it for a hobby or just play around and do it for fun. And if I was to do that, I would have never came out here. Here's my Hollywood Dream Part 2 song that I've written. It's so true to my heart. It's the essence of what my music is about and what my goals are. That's a song that's why I came out to LA, you know, for that dream, you know. It's been painful, you know. I had so many failures, you know, a lot of, you know, romance. I have so many failures in those and education. But I'm going to do the best I can, you know. I'm a great person. I've had some successes in education. And one thing I know is to keep believing and keep dreaming. You know, making music is so important to me. I was just playing on my keyboard, had a new song, and to like myself despite what happened. You know, we have to love ourselves. You know, that's the ultimate form of self-expression and ultimate form of salvation in this world, to love thyself. That's something I didn't learn when I was a kid, because when I grew up in Western New York, I was not liked, and I wasn't accepted, you know. It was even worse. And then I realized that I didn't realize I had to love myself until I came to L.A. And somebody said, you have to, I have to love myself and love myself and also not give up. I'm not giving up on my dream, you know. There's still things to do. Life is positive. I'm a great person, you know. But it's hard, you know. When I look at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, people, they deserve it. They really do on a personal level, you know. All I can see is the applause and accolades. But for me, it's like, God, my dream didn't come true. You know, I see people get a Grammy or Oscar. You know, I dream about that. Then on the other side of the coin, the Scholastic side, see people, you know, doctor, lawyer, and well, I got very far close, but that wasn't what I came out here for, but it's still good enough. But at the same time, I don't know. To be positive and to work very hard at being a winner. I know it's very hard. Hard to go for dreams. A dream can take a long time. I was told that when I came out here, you know, dreams, you know, big dreams, to get to the next level can take a very long time. And, yeah, I had to make some effort. But I do. I always will. I appreciate myself. There's a destiny. There's a reason for everything. And I'm going to be okay, you know. Why is I'm talking like this? Well, one, express myself honestly and continue to do what I need to do. There's a lot of life to live. There's a lot of things to learn, have fun, but also realization that I have to do things, you know, I have to be responsible. Because one of the possibilities of success or to go to the next level is to be responsible. I have to play my instrument, or I have to do the right thing. And I can't be self-destructive. That's not going to do it. So I'm glad I made those choices long ago. You know, stay away from drugs and alcohol, because all they do is mess up everything. It surely does, you know. And it's about just trying to be happy and, you know, whatever happens, just one day at a time. I have a Hollywood dream to continue to go for. And my album, the Hollywood song, is on my Hollywood Dreams Forever album. That's what it is for. You know, I feel I have to sacrifice time to get to those dreams. That's what dreams and goals is what we came on this planet to do. It's what keeps us going, you know. Be a rock star, to be a pop star, to be president, to be, for me, is not, you know, find my place, my niche on this planet. You know, just, but, you know, a great job or, you know, the chance of a lifetime, but it takes a lot of work. You know, I have to make some effort, little or not, to get there. But another thing is to not to self-destruct. Not do things to destroy myself, you know, hang around with the wrong people, do illegal, you know, drugs or alcohol. It only makes it worse. So I'm glad I didn't do it. And that's what I'm trying to stay, you know, stay with the right people and try to be kind to people, but do what I can and appreciate life. Because one day I won't be on this planet no more. None of us will. Everybody's going to die. But for me, I know it would be natural causes. So life, I only have one life to live, so I better make the best out of it. There's no guarantee I would, you know, get here or there, or I would come back. So, and scientifically, there's no proof that we'll come back with just one life. So try to do what I can to pop, do what I can and take it, you know, take it easy. But, you know, congratulations to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's a dream. So real that could still happen. No matter how, you know, things could look or restrictions could come about. Then it's also about appreciating who I am. Have a sense of humor. And take it one time, day at a time. Whenever I get on my exam, I did the best. You know, I did the best I can. And, you know, important thing about the Hollywood dream is continue to dream of something bigger, of more responsibility, and more roles to climb to keep life going. So my expression, do my best. You do your best. I am an artist intellectual, but I still expand. And that's what I need to say. And thank you very much for listening. Good day. Good night. From the night.